The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at MEI-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
This is Walter Songer from San Antonio, Texas, and I love and train with the Mickey Miles and More Podcast.
This is the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, your one stop for information on Disney races, Disney vacations, Disney theme parks, and more. Now, here are your hosts for the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, Michelle Scribner-McLean, Chris Eliopoulos, and Mike Scopa.
Welcome to episode 391 of the Mickey Miles and More Podcast. My name is Mike Scopa, and not with me on today's show is Michelle Scribner-McLean and Chris Eliopoulos. Both have previous engagements, so you guys are stuck with me. So what are we going to do today? I thought it would be a good time with the summer vacations coming up to go over a few things that are happening down at Walt Disney World, at the theme parks, at the restaurants, Disney Springs. There may be a few announcements which you may have heard. There may be a few announcements which you may not have heard. So I thought with everybody planning their summer and maybe fall vacations, it would be a good thing to get everybody up to speed on what's happening, especially when it comes to refurbishments. So sit back and join me as I go over a couple of things that I hope will make your summer trip planning a lot more easy. Our first stop is at Disney's Hollywood Studios because they've changed a few things. It's summertime, and so a few changes are in the mix. And by that, I mean, first and foremost, is the fireworks show, which is known as Star Wars the Galactic Spectacular. That normally is shown at 9:15, but they moved it to 9:30. So they've moved the show from 9:15 to 9:30. So if you're planning to be down at Walt Disney World and you want to see that show, make a note. It's 9:30, not 9:15, and I'm sure it'll be in the park guides. With the summer also comes, for those of you who are big Fantasmic fans, you may be excited to know that there are going to be two shows on certain nights during the summer. And again, you may want to check the Walt Disney World Operating Hours calendar to see exactly what those nights are. So keep those two changes in mind if you're going to visit Disney's Hollywood Studios. Now let's move over to the Magic Kingdom, and wanted to let everyone know that there's a little known fact that when you go to do the that interactive adventure at an Adventureland, it's called a Pirate's Adventure, Treasures of the Seven Seas. There are five missions that you can go on. Well, if you complete three of them, you can get a special bonus Fast Pass Plus. So keep that in mind if you're in the Magic Kingdom and you want to do something different and you'd like an extra bonus Fast Pass Plus. So in order to do this this little game, you need to go to the Crow's Nest. That's just beyond the Pirates of the Caribbean in Adventureland in the Magic Kingdom. So that might be something that you had no idea existed. Of course, the big news this week was the opening of Frozen Ever After at Epcot's Norway Pavilion. That replaced the Maelstrom. The crowds were unbelievable. I've heard as much as 4.5 hour wait. I don't know how true that is. I could believe 2, maybe 2.5. You would not find me in a line for more than maybe 45 minutes. But from what I have heard, it's a very, very nice attraction. It was very true to the movie, and some of the audio, all of the audio animatronics are really, really amazing. So I think that it will become a very popular attraction this summer. And if you can, it's obvious you need to seriously think about getting a fast pass to go through that attraction. So once again, Frozen Ever After at the Norway Pavilion has opened. So let's stay with the within Epcot's World Showcase. Because I know that there's an attraction that Michelle really loves. It's the Grand Fiesta Tour with the three Caballeros. That's in the Mexico Pavilion.
They have begun to open up earlier. So that Mexican Pavilion is actually open at 9 o'clock now, at least for the summer, as far as I know. So it's open. It opens at 9 o'clock, and you can get on that boat ride and enjoy that attraction early on. And at the same time, you also may want to know that the La Cantina, see if I can say this right, La Cantina de San Angel is open for breakfast now. So keep that in mind. So again, a lot of these changes are because of it being summer and the crowds are really, really large. So that's one of the reasons why the changes are made. And if you are down there, you might as well take advantage of these changes. What else is going on? Oh, yeah, there's a new Castle show at the Magic Kingdom. It's called Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair, and it's your basic show with the Fab Five. But one of the interesting things about this show, and I haven't seen it yet from what I've heard, is that there are two characters that you'll see in the show that have a new look, and it's Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse. What that new look is, I'm not sure what it is, but I'm looking forward to seeing it, and maybe I can figure out what that is. So again, it's called Mickey's Royal Friendship Fair, and it's at the castle at the Magic Kingdom. So let's go back to Epcot, because there is going to be a special reopening, you might say, of an attraction in Epcot's Future World, and it's going to be Soarin', because I believe that any day now, we will be seeing the opening for Soarin' Around the World. So things are happening at Epcot, and things are happening in the Magic Kingdom, and things are happening at Disney's Hollywood Studios, for sure. But let's not forget the Animal Kingdom, because there are things going on at the Animal Kingdom later on this summer. A couple things going on at Disney's Animal Kingdom that everyone should be aware of. There are going to be extended hours. There's a special light show at for the Tree of Life. It's different, it's special colors. There are going to be some new shows coming in. Of course, Rivers of Light, and also a show called The Jungle Book Alive with Magic, which I believe has been opened for about a month now. Just wanted to let everyone know that every park is going through some changes, which is interesting. No park is sitting still, that's for sure. Wanted to let you know about that. We talk about refurbishments, and we talk about things that are changing. So it's probably a good idea to let everybody know what kind of refurbishments are going on, because there may be a restaurant or an attraction that you or a resort you're going to stay at that you may not be aware of certain refurbishments. So let's see if I can go down the list. I'll try to do it by month if possible. But if you're staying at the Wilderness Lodge, the pool there, it's called the Hidden Springs Pool, and the boat and the bike rentals, they are closed for refurbishment probably until the end of the year. They've been closed for a while. They really haven't announced the reopening, but it's been a long time. So keep that in mind if you're going to stay at the Wilderness Lodge. In terms of restaurants, Flying Fish, I know Michelle and I have been waiting for Flying Fish to open. It's supposed to open sometime in early November, which may mean we may have to go down in November. But that's a real popular signature restaurant, and again, it's scheduled to open early November. Another restaurant that's going through refurbishment, and it really needed it, is Planet Hollywood at Disney Springs. That's supposed to open in about 2 months, in September, and that really needed it, and it may be worth a visit to see what they've done to the place. Hopefully it's going to be much better than it was before they closed it for refurbishment. Another restaurant that's going through refurbishment, I don't know if you want to call it a restaurant, it's Pizza Planet in Disney's Hollywood Studios. That's been closed since January, and it should open in November. So keep that in mind. If you're staying at the Caribbean Beach Resort, And if you happen to be staying at the Montanique Village, which I love, I've stayed there about 10 times, the pool there is closed for refurbishment, so you may have to go to another village if you're staying at the Caribbean Beach Resort. So keep that in mind. Let's see what else is going on. If you are in the Animal Kingdom, let's go back to attractions. Dinosaur is closing on the 25th of July, and it will be closed until October 16th. For refurbishment. So if you're a dinosaur fan, you will not be taking a ride through time to chase dinosaurs. Let's see what else is happening this summer. Right after July 4th, Swiss Family Treehouse in the Magic Kingdom will be closed until the end of September. So if you like to take a trek on the treehouse, you won't be doing it this summer. Let's see. The Sasagula Floatworks and Food Factory will be closed from July 11th to November 1st. So if you like to go to that that eatery, then you may have to wait until November for that. Let's see if there's a few other things going on. I did hear, I do know that Big Thunder Mountain is going to be closing. It's going to be closing right around the first, maybe the first or second week in August. And it's supposed to be closed until Thanksgiving, right around Thanksgiving. So there's, you know, they have to check, they have to make sure that the attractions are sturdy and safe and up to snuff and really looking shiny and brand new. So they'll be taking a few months to make Big Thunder Mountain better than ever. The those of you like Mike Newell, who's a big fan of Jim Henson's Muppet Vision 3D, if you're going to Walt Disney World in August for a week, Muppet Vision 3D will be closed from August 15th to the 22nd. So that's something that everybody should be aware of. Another attraction that's going to be closed, and it's too bad because it really handles a lot of guests. It handled us for the challenge last year, and that is the Small World. That'll be closed from late August to early September for some refurbishments. So that's a couple of things that are going on down there, and hopefully this has helped you a bit. And it will help you figure out what you have to do during your vacations in June, July, well, actually July, August, and beyond. So I hope that this has helped your plans. Oh, before I forget, there are two more things I wanted to mention. If you've been following the world of Disney, of course, you know that the Shanghai Disney Resort opened this week. And if you have ever visited the China Pavilion in World Showcase, you have seen the Tomb Warrior display. Well, that is no longer. What you will see when you go into that area of the pavilion is an exhibit that is dedicated to the Shanghai Disney Resort. You can see all kinds of artifacts there, maps, photos, especially something on the floor that will show you exactly what Shanghai Disney is all about. I wanted to mention that. And the last thing I wanted to mention, and this is something that for some reason Disney doesn't announce it, but we find out these things, and they probably don't want to offend anyone, but a lot of you may be interested to know that there have been four smoking areas in the Magic Kingdom. Well, now there are two. They have eliminated two of them. They've added a smoking area, I guess, outside near the ferry boat queue. But for those of you who smoke, you will have two fewer places to do so in the Magic Kingdom. So I just wanted to share that news with everyone. While I am here, just before I close, I want to mention a few things. One of the things is that we are planning a very special show to talk about the Jungle Cruise Challenge. We will have Becky Menken on from MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. And, of course, Chris will be on, and we'll have Phil on, Phil Vanderpool, and Michelle and I. We'll talk a little bit about some of the events that we will be planning. And we're looking forward to the Jungle Cruise Challenge, looking forward to seeing a lot of people there, having a lot of fun with the cast members. I think it'll be a very, very fun time, and that's late August. I believe it's August 19th, 20, and 21. So looking forward to that. And I guess that's about it for this show. It's a very short show. And hopefully it
provided you with some information. So, for Chris Haleopoulos and Michelle Scribner-McLean, this is Mike Scopa saying we'll see you on the road and in the parks.
The Mickey Miles Podcast is brought to you by MEI Travel and Mouse Fan Travel, who will handle your family vacation, reunion, honeymoon, corporate incentive trip, or getaway as if it were their own, bringing premium service and expert advice to help you get the most out of your vacation dollar. Visit them at mei-travel.com or mousefantravel.com.
We hope you enjoyed listening to today's episode of the Mickey Miles and More podcast. If you would like to support the podcast, please go to mickeymiles.podbean.com and click the green Become a Patron button in the upper right-hand corner of the menu bar. We thank you for your support. Don't forget, our discussion continues on Facebook at facebook.com/Mickey Miles Podcast. You can also follow us on Twitter at twitter.com/Mickey Miles Pod. Last of all, don't forget, if you have any questions for us, you can send them to questions@MickeyMilesPodcast.com. We'll try to answer them as soon as possible. For all of us here at the Mickey Miles and More Podcast, this is Rick Gregg saying thanks for listening and all your support. And until next time, we'll see you on the road.